arrived walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heidi's sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowerSports.com. Brad, I've got a bunch of football stuff here, but can people ask you about college basketball now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Random thought. The Clemson-Georgia opener in Charlotte, which is September the 4th, I believe. If you were putting a number on that game right now, not knowing, well, they just got news Justin Ross is back, although he has not been cleared for contact. But I assume that's going to happen. And, of course, we know who the new quarterback is. And we know Georgia's personnel. What do you think the spread would be right now?
I'm thinking Clemson 3 in the 3 range is probably my expectation. Slight favorite for the Tigers.
Right. And if Justin Ross is indeed what he was, that's a huge get for them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people forget Clemson was, you know, it wasn't just Trevor Lawrence. Defense was banged up a majority of the year. Wide receiver position was decimated for most of the year, starting with Justin Ross. So, you know, I think a lot of teams are going to be taking a step back, at least at the top, and maybe not several steps back, but I don't think Alabama's going to be as good as what they were this year. Same goes for Ohio State. Clemson, you know, even losing a transcendent quarterback in Trevor Lawrence is probably best positioned, at least out of the top three, to replace their starting quarterback.
Because we've seen it.
Yeah, we have. I mean, threw for 435 yards against Notre Dame, more than any player in history. So, and obviously already a five-star. He's already got experience, DJ does. And, you know, a lot of guys coming back on defense. I look at Prise and Miles Murphy on the defensive line. Right now, I mean, I haven't gotten into it, but this is why I love doing this show. I'm talking myself into maybe Clemson should be the preseason number one team and not Alabama.
Your thoughts on Urban Meyer moving to Jacksonville?
I can't speak for his situation, but, I mean, I'm not sure I would have done it if I were him. I'm surprised. I mean, this late in his career, he wants to make the jump to the NFL. I mean, at least the expectations are really low there. At least you got the number one pick, and not only the number one pick, but, I mean, if you're really following along, they got a ton of draft picks available, a lot of capital as far as, you know, the room to maneuver and free agency. But with all that being said, I just go back to, you know, just Urban and his health. I mean, how significant really is it, the fact that it's happened twice now, and now he's gone back to football within, you know, after 1 year off. So I would have stayed in TV and made $5-6 million a year with no pressure.
Jim in Jupiter has one of those what if spreads. If you had to put a spread down on that Florida State Notre Dame opener in Tallahassee, give us an estimate.
Let me look real quick. Notre Dame's obviously going to be favored, you know, probably in the 10-point range, 10 to 14-point range. Notre Dame be favored in that one.
Sark at Texas. Does that change the way the pros will bet Texas, or do you need to see them first?
Well, I'll tell you, Texas has underachieved as far as their preseason expectation, that being their season win total. I think it's like 7 or 8 years running, and nobody comes close to that. As far as, I mean, Vegas wants to get as close as possible, and for a team to underachieve their season win total for that in many consecutive years, I got to think that many are going to be waiting and see. And, you know, obviously, you know, they lose a 4-year starting quarterback, but we did see, you know, Thompson come in the bowl game and look quite well. Bijan Robinson is a really good talent at running back. You know, Collins on the defensive line for him. is an outstanding talent. And Sark, I think, is an upgrade over Tom Herman, but I'm not going to be running the window to, you know, fire in a Texas season over bet on a first-year coach. So I think they'll be better off eventually, but, you know, wait and see for me, at least in 2021.
I'm getting this question a lot this morning, so I'll pass it on to you. Here's another one. Here's another of the same question, but it's okay. It's a good question. Golden Domer, he's a Tennessee fan, but he changed his name to Golden Domer 98, says, do you think Urban Meyer would pass on Trevor Lawrence and goes with Justin Fields?
No, I mean, I know that's out there in the market. I mean, do people not, you know, remember that Justin Fields came after Urban left? I mean, it's not like he recruited Justin Fields at quarterback. So, yeah, no, I would be really surprised that he doesn't take Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, your name, people have been talking prior to you being on about Urban's legacy. If this is a disaster, does it trash his legacy, et cetera? But if you're on the wrong side of history of Trevor Lawrence, you're talking about your legacy now. That's huge, yeah. You know?
Yeah. He should take Trevor Lawrence for that. I don't care how bad it is. His legacy will be fine, at least on the college side. I mean, you're talking about a guy, you know, has the best winning percentage in college football since Frank Leahy. I mean, World War II, best winning percentage of anybody. So I think he's okay in that regard, no matter how bad it goes in Jacksonville. But, like you mentioned, you don't take a Trevor Lawrence, and he ends up being, you know, the next, you know, the John Elway or you know, you name it, you know, as far as, you know, obviously a franchise 15, 20-year type of player that can win you multiple Super Bowls. Yeah, I would think that you at least got to, you know, not even taking a chance. I think you just got to draft him.
Ron up in Ohio, big Nebraska fan. He says, Brad, have you checked yet any early estimates on the 2021 toughest college football schedule? Have you noticed anything like that yet?
I haven't gotten to that point yet. I just wrapped up 2020 as far as my toughest schedules, and obviously very SEC heavy as far as those toughest schedules. But haven't gotten to that. I mean, heck, a lot of conferences haven't even announced, you know, their full season schedules yet. So give me a few weeks. I'll punch it in, and I should have some early numbers on it.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it much either. I just for Ron there, I just clicked on this, and let me see if it'll pull up to where I don't have to kill a lot of dead air. He says the Nebraska schedule. Now, this is year four for Frosty, which is nerve-wracking. They open with Illinois. Do you have it, too?
Yep.
Okay. You go ahead. You go through it.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Illinois, you'll see with the new coach Brett Bielema, you know, Nebraska will be a favorite there. And Nebraska, where's Nebraska going to come in a preseason power rating? You know, obviously not in the top 25, but probably as far as a Vegas power rating, right in that 35 range. I think it needs to be for Nebraska, and looking at the schedule, I mean, obviously got to get to a bowl game, but I don't think it's got to be fight to tooth and claw. That, I mean, they need to comfortably make a bowl game, and I'm not sure that I see it. I mean, Oklahoma's a loss on the road in non-conference play. We'll see what Buffalo's got. I mean, a team that you know did lose Jarrett Patterson and Kevin Marks, but that's not a layup there in non-conference action. Southeast Louisiana is, so that's a win. But again, we talked about it last week. Even in the West Division, I mean, I'd rather have Iowa at this point. I'd rather have Wisconsin. Thankfully for Nebraska, both those games are at home. I think Minnesota is going to be a sleeper in the conference. Nobody's talking about them. Northwestern and at Purdue aren't layups. I mean, you're pulling from the East, you're pulling Ohio State and Michigan. So, it's going to be a struggle to make a bowl game, unfortunately, even in year four.
I have said for years I wish Clemson, Georgia would play again because I've got so many memories of as a kid watching them in 80 and 81. Same with Nebraska, Oklahoma. That used to be, and some of this audience won't recall, Nebraska, Oklahoma was one of the premier rivalries in college football. It really got killed off before Nebraska left the Big 12 for the Big 10. although they were in the same league. It wasn't the same, but there for a long time, it was. I remember sitting at the kiddie table Thanksgiving of 72 as a young kid, and the Oklahoma-Nebraska, one of the famous games ever, really, and that Johnny Rogers punt return, which was just incredible to watch. And so, but I'd forgotten, Brad, until we just pulled up the schedule, I'd forgotten Nebraska was playing at Oklahoma this year.
That shows you how far Nebraska's fallen off of, you know, the national, you know, talking points. Yeah, it's, you know, I just did some quick math. I'd probably put, you know, Nebraska's season win total like 6.5. So I could see 6-6, maybe 7-5, but I'll have to go through the roster and see. I know Steph just transferred over from USC. I like that kid. I think he runs really hard, and I think he could be a good addition for him there. But you're right, 70s and 80s, Nebraska-Oklahoma was easily a top-five rivalry in college football. Oklahoma's the team that kind of fell, you know, down in the 90s, and Nebraska was rolling, that they switched it up the day after Thanksgiving to Colorado and Nebraska there. So you're right, it did fall off the map, even in the 90s as far as the rivalry, and not because of Nebraska, but because of Oklahoma being down during that decade.
Quick note, I was looking at Notre Dame's schedule the other day, and I know there's tons of transition on the roster, but there's not a for sure loss anywhere in there, at least where we're sitting right now, correct?
Totally agree. I know a lot of people are thinking rebuilding. I mean, we'll see. I mean, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State aren't on the schedule, and that's about the, you know, the teams that Notre Dame's had trouble with. I'll say that I'm not a big Brian Kelly guy, but there's one thing he's done even better than Lou Holtz here the last 3-4 years. Beat the teams you should. Notre Dame's won 31 consecutive games, you know, as a favorite, as a clear favorite, laying 3 points or more. That's really tough to beat, to do, and, you know, that's actually the longest streak in the country. They got the home winning streak that's going back to Georgia in 2017. I'm bringing it up because, you know, their top four, their four toughest teams are going to be Wisconsin, Cincinnati, USC, and North Carolina. Three of those games are at home for Notre Dame, and the other one's at Soldier Field. So, you know, if I'll say this, if it was Notre Dame's, you know, roster from this year, or even any of the last 3 years, I mean, I'd be predicting, you know, Notre Dame in the playoff. There's going to be a big transition. I'm not sure they're going to take as big of a step back as everybody's making it out to be. But right now, early projected lines, I got Notre Dame favored in every game. That doesn't mean I think they're going to win every game, and there's going to be a lot of close games that they're going to have to, you know, to pull out. But, yeah, Clemson's not on the schedule, and Ohio State's not on the schedule. That's, you know, the next 2 years they play both of those teams on the schedule in 2022-2023.
Got to play Wisconsin next year, and the quarterback we think will be Jack Cohn for Notre Dame. That's interesting, too.
It is, and I think it stabilized the position for Notre Dame where, you know, Cohn's either going to be, you know, the one-off, you know, you're going to get a year of him to stabilize the position, or if one of the other quarterbacks beats out of Jack Cohn, then, I mean, you got a pretty decent quarterback behind center. So, yeah, I think it was one of the better transfers as far as, you know, helping a team out on a lot of fronts, even leadership at that position, even if he's not the starter for the Irish. But I actually expect Cohn to win the job. So, that certainly, instead of a bigger drop-off or at least a bigger question mark, that certainly stabilized it for ND, especially getting a full spring. Hopefully that's the case. That should help Jack Cohn.
More BradPowerSports.com. I'll let you know how you can get all his information as we continue. Use the hashtag AskBP when you put it on Twitter. We'll pass it right along. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic actually looks pretty good right now as we check it out live. 24 westbound here up by Harding Place. Traffic's been in pretty good shape for the most part, coming down 65 through Madison. Now, there's just been a report of an accident on 40 westbound near Church Street, just off that south loop. The fire department's been dispatched to that location. 2300 block of Warfield Lane. That's West Nashville, on a wreck with injuries as well. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Attention, concerned citizens.
Hey guys, Zach Williams here, and if you're tired of being called a boomer or don't understand why young kids are putting kale in everything,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
After all, this is America.
Then you need to join me on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Millennial Sports Mornings, and we can help you be just a little bit younger. Again, that's Millennial Sports Mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I know you had trouble keeping up with that. Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a chance of showers, high 45. Chance of rain or snow tonight, low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 41. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowerSports.com. Here is one Jeff 2 reminded me of. We talked about it early in the week, and I said, somebody remind me to ask Brad. We know about the famous, let's say, Joe Burrow 200 to 1 long shot to win the Heisman, or the Lamar Jackson 99 to 1 that you had. What were the odds for Smitty, Devontae Smith, to win the Heisman?
100 to 1, in a normal season, it probably would have been more than that, because only a few books had it, and it wasn't widely available. But I certainly saw 100 to 1 at the most prominent book here in Vegas as far as Heisman odds. But yeah, another long shot winning the Heisman. Who would have predicted that? I certainly wouldn't have predicted that a wide receiver would have won it. So I don't have regrets in that regard, not having a Smith ticket.
No, I mean, the only way you bet that is, A, if you don't understand, it's a quarterback award almost every year. And, two, he's not even the best receiver on the team going into the season when you could bet it. Waddle is.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why I thought 100-1 was. I honestly didn't think you were, getting it. Obviously that he won, I'd much rather have the 100-1, but I don't think it was some outstanding value. At 100 to 1, probably should have been in the 200 to 1 range when you consider he's probably fourth on the team as far as chances to win the Heisman. I would even have put him behind Mac Jones, obviously Najee Harris and Jalen Waddle. So, another long shot. But I'll say this: what's the expectation moving forward? I still think it's going to be a quarterback award, even though obviously
sure.
The guys on the perimeter are getting more and more value. But speaking of value, Bill, I got to think, if I'm a bookie and a sportsbook director, I'm not giving you these 100-to-1 prices on a lot of these guys anymore. I'm probably, you know, I'm already, you know, it's already a market where the books, you know, take 30 or 40% as far as futures. I think they protect themselves in the Heisman market and don't offer you a lot of, you know, decent value picks. And I've already seen that with a few of the books that have already put up Heisman odds.
Brad, I have never bet Heisman odds preseason or spring or whatever. That's the last year. That's the guy. I don't care if it's somebody who's 10 trillion to one. I'm putting something down on somebody this year. I've got to.
Yeah, I mean, there is a formula. Obviously, you know, I still would go with the quarterback.
Right.
And if, obviously, I'd go with the team that's a contender, a team that is capable of winning 10, 11, 12 games in the regular season. So to keep that all in mind when you're doing it. Again, I don't expect like a guy like Sam Howell would maybe typically be a 25 or even greater to one. Sam Howell right now, last I checked, was like 10 to 1 or even less than that. So I'll be very – know full well that the books know that
they're on
to. Shots have been they've been left winning left and right.
And Spencer Rattler, you're not getting any – heck, you didn't get value on him last year. You're not going to get any value on Bryce Young, who hadn't played yet, really.
No, you know what, and I haven't seen Bryce Young. I'm trying to, you know, pop up with, you know, the current odds in a couple books. They took him down. So if I have him by the end of the show, I'll list him. But when I glanced him over, Bill, I thought this was ridiculous. I mean, there was guys that I thought should have been sitting at 100 to 1 were sitting at like 15 or 20 to 1.
Just not going to let you do it, are they? Just now. I'll equip a Bob. Ask Brad if Vegas/the bettors blame COVID restrictions for Big Ten powers like Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan having a bad season. Does Brad expect them to rebound next year, or are they just bad teams?
That's an excellent question. I'll get to it in a second. I did just find some. Your answer on like a Bryce Young, 6-to-1. He's the second.
What?
Favorite.
6-to-1.
6-to-1. So a guy that's barely taken any snaps, 6-to-1. Spencer Rattler's the favorite. He's plus 350, meaning you bet 100, you win 350. So there's not a – Sam Howell's 10-to-1. So a guy that typically probably be 25 or 30-to-1. I'm going to have to dive some deeper to see if I can find some value. If you're looking for 100-to-1, you know who they have priced like 100-to-1 right now? Carson Strong, a quarterback for a Group of Five team. That's a really good quarterback. He's a quarterback for Nevada. That's who they have 100-to-1 right now. So, you're not getting a lot of deals there. Back to the Big Ten question. Out of the three, I feel much more confident that Wisconsin and Penn State will rebound in a much bigger fashion than Michigan will. And just if you're looking for really good Week One games, Wisconsin and Penn State play in Week One, so I think you're going to figure out, you know, how much both of those teams are improved. I think that'll be a top 20 matchup as far as a power rating. So I do blame COVID for a lot of that. I mean, the season was just, especially in the Big Ten, for those teams, it was obviously a mess, and they just didn't handle it well. Penn State turned things around at the end of the season. Wisconsin did a little bit in the last couple of games, at least on the offensive side of the ball, including the bowl game. But, still a lot of questions for both teams. Do I expect any one of those three to make a real run at Ohio State? No. I would favor Ohio State by well more than a touchdown over any of those, even Wisconsin and Penn State. So they'll be back probably in like the 9-win range is the expectation for Wisconsin and Penn State. Michigan might be more in the 8-win range.
To Alabama, Ohio State, did Vegas win or did the public win?
You know what? I think Vegas won. I don't think it was a big win for them.
Right.
Total came really close. Public was on the over, so that was kind of a loser for them. I mean, the word on game day was the handle was really good. At some sports books, the highest handle, meaning the most bet college football game ever. So, you know, even though people didn't watch it on TV, a lot of people at least bet it legally. But it was pretty split 50-50. A lot of the sportsbook directors said that it was, as far as a big title game, whether it be the NFL or a national championship game in college football, it was as close to 50-50 as they had ever seen. So I think that, you know, if that's the case, then obviously the sportsbook takes the juice. And that's why you got to pay a 110 to win 100. I think in the end they came out ahead.
Most bet college football game ever. Did you just say that?
Yep, most bet game.
I didn't
ever
know that.
College football. And legally, I'll say that. Yeah. Keep in mind, I mean, a lot of it has to do with now 20 states you can legally bet it. So that was probably the reason. Obviously, you got two name brands in, you know, Ohio State and Alabama.
The over and under going into the game was what, 77?
In that, it really depended on when you got it. You know, I bet it at 77. I bet the under very early. It got down to like 75, 74 and a half, 75 and a half. So, it depending on what number you got, it really depended on whether you won or lost that over ticket.
You won it by 1 point, right?
Yeah, and that was a real early bet for me. I mean, yeah. it got posted here on that, you know, the Sunday. Or whenever that Saturday or whatever, and I just, you know, I thought, wow, 77, that's the highest total I've ever seen for a championship game. I'll just, oh, what the heck, I'll put a few $100 on the under. So that ended up coming in by a single point. Did not expect to win that one, Bill, at halftime. Let's just put it that way.
Brad, take us to break. Tell everybody how they can get all your information, including the basketball.
Yeah, so two things to take a look at. First off, the newsletter, $69 for the rest of this season and all of next season. That's football. That's college football and the NFL in a newsletter format, as far as you can read all the write-ups on every single football game. That you're covered through next year's Super Bowl, $69. And also, if you're looking for daily updates, so you get a daily email update, one of my top picks of the day as far as college basketball, that's $99. That covers you through the national championship game there on Monday, April the 5th, I believe it is. $99 for that. Make sure you go on to bradpowersports.com, clicking on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Well, Brad, as we continue, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume is actually just now starting to pick up out here around town, especially 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. They're still over there working that wreck on 40 westbound. It's right between Broadway and Church Street. It's over to the side. As you come off the South Loop, you'll see those flashing lights to the right on 40 westbound. 2300 block of Warfield Lane, that's out west Nashville. That wreck's being cleared. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich at Prince's Hot Chicken. You can order online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
And now, Children's Collision Center is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Children's Collision Center. Family-owned and operated, Children's Collision Center is backed by a century of combined experience. From a scratch to a dent to a full collision repair, trust Children's Collision Center. Stop by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. That's 615-266-4441. Children's Collision Center. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-breaking radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill, and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowerSports.com. Brad, just a couple of basketball notes, and I've not watched much. I always watch Kentucky because whether they're good or, right now, epically bad, it's always a story. But Michigan is incredible right now. I turned on that Wisconsin game. They're up like 60-20. I didn't watch much of it. But is Michigan a surprise, or was that expected? And is Kentucky value right now to bet the other way?
So two great questions. I'll start with Michigan. You know, it wasn't expected. I mean, Michigan wasn't, you know, a preseason top 15 team as far as, you know, a power rating. And,
right.
You know, they kind of left a little bit to be desired, at least early on. I mean, they needed overtime to beat a team like Oakland early on. Really, you know, the last few games is where they've really stepped up. I mean, to beat a pretty solid Minnesota team by 25 points. That was, you know, and they really didn't play anybody, Michigan, as far as a legit contender until that game last week. And beating Minnesota by, you know, 25 and then turn right around and beating a really good Wisconsin team by 23. That's as good of a back-to-back performance as we've seen from anybody. Will there be value on Michigan moving forward? We'll see. I mean, a lot of people are now getting into the college basketball market, and the first two things they see is Michigan's undefeated. They got that zero in the loss column, and they've seen them win by, you know, big-time scores against good teams. So, you know, it'd be a really interesting game tomorrow. They play Minnesota again. It's on the road. Minnesota's been a much better home team than road team this year. Michigan's going to be a short favorite, so I'm expecting, you know, one of the biggest public plays tomorrow is going to be Michigan probably laying 4 or 5 points on the road against Minnesota. I'm not sure. If you're going to bet Michigan, let's just put it this way. When that number comes out this afternoon, I would lay it with Michigan because the public's going to be all over it. As far as the Kentucky thing, you know, I'll say this. I thought they were ready to turn the corner a little bit. Obviously, it was an abysmal start, one of the worst starts we've ever seen out of Kentucky. But they had won 3 straight, and the big win was against Florida last Saturday. And I thought, you know, like we've seen a lot of Kentucky teams here under John Calipari as of late, start off slow. They got a young team. It's a COVID season. So the expectation should have been a slow start. But then the Alabama game happened. And obviously that was, you know, a kind of a dose of reality for the Wildcats. But I will say this. I think it's more of a one-off. You know, Alabama made, you know, as far as 3-point shots, they made a higher percentage of 3-point shots than Kentucky made layups. So I think Kentucky, I'm going to be wanting to bet on Kentucky more often than not in the next month. I don't know if it's, you know, coming up tomorrow against Auburn, another team I really want to bet since they got their 5-star guard Cooper back as far as first couple games that he's played, been dynamic. It's two teams that I really want to play on in the SEC here in the next month. Would be Kentucky would be one, and Auburn be the other.
Brad, I know in football, the non-Power 5 games a lot of times are the hidden gems, and you're a pro, so you know where to go, and most of the people that are into that don't want that out. They want to keep it private because they want, you know, they want that all to themselves. I get it. I do the same thing. Is it the same way in college basketball? Are the hidden gems not in the Big Ten, not in the ACC, not in the Big 12? It's the leagues that don't get the name recognition.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, regardless of any sport, you know,
right.
If somebody were to ask me, hey, I'm really interested in, you know, I don't care about the media side or anything like that. I don't care about, you know, being famous. I just want to win money in this industry. where I would tell him to do, what I would tell him to do is focus on college basketball and focus on two or three of the smaller conferences in college basketball, especially if you're starting off. I mean, you're not going to be able to walk up and bet $10,000 on any one of these games ever. You're going to be right. limited to $500 and $1,000 bets. But if you're starting off and you want to win and you know, get some extra spending coin, focus on smaller conferences. Take a couple of those in college basketball. That is no doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, the way to go. I know a lot of guys, what they do, Bill, is once November hits, guys just bet. They don't have any clients or anything. They just stop betting football and focus on college basketball, smaller conferences in November. That's what they do.
And they do better, huh? Wow.
They certainly do. The market tightens up as we go, but sure. I think all year long, I mean, if I wasn't doing media, if I wasn't a football guy, see, I'm a college football guy first. You know, if you ask me, hey, how do you make money in the industry, that's what I would do. I'd pick a few conferences in college basketball, smaller ones, and that's what I'd go to work at.
Now, here's a way out there question, and it just hit me. In the stock market since last spring, meaning when the whole virus thing became a thing in the States, the millennial crowd, the 18 to 25 year olds, whatever that demographic is, but the young folks all went out, and millions of them, and to this day still the same thing, got what's called a brokerage called Robinhood, and it's mainly all the young folks, and they're in the market, they're taking their stimulus checks, and they're making the market volatile. It's also, the market's very fertile for the pros because they see this going on, and they're much more nimble than the young guys. But they say tens of millions of people signed up to get Robinhood accounts and jump in the market blindly and probably losing their stimulus checks. My question would be, is it the same at all with betting?
Not a little bit. I mean, I certainly see new people, but not as much. I think if you wanted to bet on football, even though it hasn't been right. legal, you have found a way to bet on football in the last, 10, 15, 20 years. So
sure.
I've certainly seen a little bit. I just got done saying the college football game was the highest handle at a lot of books that we've ever seen, most bet college football game ever. So, yeah, it's certainly impacting it, but nothing where it's really, I just see a bunch of dumb money in the market. I have seen more than usual this past year, but
right.
it also was a COVID season, and I saw a lot of money. Here's what I'll say quickly. A lot of the newbies are going to want to bet on game day. Saw a ton of money come in on game day this year, but I also think there was pros betting on game day because they were waiting for the latest information on COVID. So there wasn't much I could take away from this year on that regard. This upcoming season, as long as we're not having a lot of significant COVID issues, will be my telltale on how much the newbies in the market are impacting the lines, specifically on game day.
Well, I'll give you an example. My oldest is 22. He's out of college, and he's about to go to dental school. And his job, he works at Vanderbilt, testing people on the way in. They're getting checkups, temp checking them and all that kind of stuff. He, by the way, hates the job, but he's about to go off to dental school. He's got every one of these apps. He's got all these new apps in Tennessee, because it became legal, in November? And all yep. the – he has every one of these deals, these 25-to-1s, these we'll give you your first 1,000 free if you lose. These kids are all over this stuff right now. Maybe that's just here in the States that just got it, but I'm seeing it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not just telling it because it's your son. That's smart, because a lot of these new books out there, they don't do that type of offering here in Vegas. You
right.
sign up for a new account, but we need your money, okay, to put an account. These new sports books, they want your business, so they're going to offer you a lot of these bonus things. So I could tell you this, if I was new to it, I'd fully take advantage of that, as long as full well that they're doing it because they expect you to go through that and then start depositing. But if you do it the right way, I'd sign up for as many apps as possible and take advantage of these bonuses that they're offering, because it's something that's just not done here in Vegas.
Do you remember the first book you ever made? The first bet, sorry, you ever made?
Legally or illegally, Bill?
Not with the guy in the trench coat down the street. This is legal.
Yeah, it was, probably about 10 years ago. And it was, it was a small college playing college football. That's what I remember.
Were you nervous?
Illegally? I mean, I've been betting. I mean, I could tell you the very first bet I made was Florida State Notre Dame in 1993. I bet everybody in my classroom that Notre Dame would win. I didn't need the points.
Wow. And you collected from everybody in your classroom?
Pretty much everybody. If you remember, Florida State was the public team. And
right.
I mean, obviously, I was a Notre Dame fan, but I was extremely confident even though I was young. But, I mean, Lou in big games was almost unbeatable, especially with extra time to prepare. And I told the kids, forget the point spread. I mean, I'm taking Notre Dame to win the game outright.
1993, you were how old?
10.
10-year-old, you're already getting their money. That's impressive.
Yeah, and I think within a couple of years, I think sixth grade, I was running big pools with hundreds of kids. I was running, a March Madness brackets by the time I was 12.
Wow. So you knew at about 10 where you were headed, right?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent. Yeah, a little bit.
That's good, man. The best part of this is you were successful. The guy that got wiped out at 10 probably didn't end up where you're at, you know?
No, probably. I got wiped out at a couple of other, that's why everyone asked me, why don't you play cards and dice and stuff? I got wiped out at, I got raised up Catholic at one of those church festivals in the summer. I got wiped out. I was up big and lost everything, and I was about 10 or 12, and that's why I never got back in the cards and the rolling and the dice. It was so bad that I felt sick to my stomach.
You know what, though? At the time, you don't understand it, but you can only learn that lesson by losing. You'll never learn it if
no
you
question.
Win. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And the problem, we see it time and time again, there is the kind of a beginner's luck. And, everyone thinks it's easy, and it's not. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that are flooding into the market that there's lessons to be learned. So even if you had a great year this year, and you can maybe put together a couple great years, know full well that sooner or later it comes around.
For the most part, Brad, big success early, let's just say in betting, is very dangerous because you're going to be throwing money out there that is very irresponsible, and you're going to get eaten up.
No question. I would prefer big success early. If you ask me what I would prefer, I'd prefer to lose a bunch early just to learn. And that really shows you who really wants to be in it. Big success early is so dangerous. I see it all the time. And I see it guys, playing, the money line favorite parlays. I'll take Alabama to win, Ohio State to win, Clemson to win. I'll do a parlay. Sooner or later, it goes bust. And it goes bust in a very bad way, let's just put it.
Golden Dover 98 says, ask Brad, is there any legal options now to bet in the state of South Carolina like there is in Tennessee? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I don't think I've seen it. It's something that I'll have to do this offseason, really track. I know we're up to 20-some states. I'm guessing we'll be at 40 states within the next few years. The big ones, the two big shoes to fall as far as where I'm keeping track is New York and California. California for how it would impact Vegas and New York to bust up the New Jersey. Where they're at now. New Jersey's had more people. There was more money bet in Jersey this year at the sports books than there was in Vegas. That's how big the Jersey market is now.
You're talking about California, which is the world's fifth biggest economy. The world's. And you make that legal like it is here in Tennessee. God knows what that revenue would be.
And, for Vegas, that would be – everyone's asking me, has Vegas taken a hit? No, not really. I mean, Vegas is just plugging away, even though these states. The hit would be California because you're not getting the L.A. crowd on the weekend.
Oh. Now, hey, I'll let you out the door. Are crowds – have they been – because I haven't asked you in months, it seems like. Have crowds returned to Vegas yet?
No, not really.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they haven't.
Wow. Wow. I would have thought by now we'd be there, but obviously not. Hey, tell everybody one more time out the door what they can get.
Yeah, it's really easy. If you're interested in football newsletter, $69. If you're interested in daily updates as far as college basketball, sent to you daily, $99. BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Outstanding, sir. See you next week.
Take care, Bill.
There he is, Brad Powers, with us every Friday. He is excellent each and every time, and that's been for, I think he said, 10 years. 10 years. Crazy Charlie, when you joined us, what, 9 years ago, was Brad already? Brad was already with us, right?
Brad was, yes, part of the Phil Steele two-part combo.
Okay. So, and he preceded you by, I think, about a year. Is that right? I think so.
I'm not sure, but I inherited his phone number, so he was here before me.
That's right. All right. We'll take the break. One more break on this Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume is actually just now starting to pick up out here around town, especially 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. They're still over there working that wreck on 40 westbound. It's right between Broadway and Church Street. It's over to the side. As you come off the South Loop, you'll see those flashing lights to the right on 40 westbound. 2300 block of Warfield Lane, that's out west Nashville, that wreck's being cleared. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich at Prince's Hot Chicken. You can order online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. That's why you can use an entire bottle to make buffalo chicken dip. The kind you might make for when you're watching the game at home. And maybe this year there's less people around to watch the game with.
Yay!
But that just means there's more dip. And it's all for you. Some of you may say, that's too much dip. But deep down in your heart of hearts, you know it isn't. So go ahead. Finish it. Frank's Red Hot, don't judge. Frank's Red Hot. I put that sh** on everything.
What in the hell's an internet? Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a chance of showers, high 45. Chance of rain or snow tonight, low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 41. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stey.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Alec Whipplebaum says, Bill, between Cosby drinking hurricanes at 16 down at the Sugar Bowl and Brad booking bets when he was 10 years old, no wonder this show was so successful. Yeah, Cosby says he's down there. It's the Virginia game. It's 91. He's 16. He's pounding hurricanes. Nobody cards him. Nobody cares. Just drinking like he's 42. And now you got Brad saying, oh, man, I bet the whole class in 93. I was 10 years old. Notre Dame outright Florida State game. That game back then, and I believe it's still the most watched game. Like a trillion zillion people watched it. But our show leading up to that game, and particularly the week of, was just crazy. It was Florida State fans versus Notre Dame fans versus everybody else's fan base weighing in on it. If you're an Alabama fan, you got to remember 92. Alabama's coming off Natty Night. Been a while. Been since 79. For them, that's a long time. For everybody else, it's fantastic. For Alabama, it's wow, what happened between 79 and 92? Anyway, Stallings wins at 92. So the next year, and Florida State's now starting to really show the dominance that's about to happen. That's already happened, but it's going to be on full display, and it's not going to slow down. So you've got Alabama fans calling in saying, Bill, let me just a very simple question, Bill, before this game, Notre Dame game. How many national championships has Bobby Bowden got? And, of course, the answer is zero at the time. How many big games do you think that guy has won? They can't win big games. I mean, come on. That went on and on. And again, it was evenly battled. It wasn't just one side. Florida State fans would call in and say, okay, let me ask you a question. If we played Alabama right now, who do you think would win? Florida State. My case is made. Click. This 5 days, if not longer, of people battling. And you got to remember, Tennessee had just gone through the big coup attempt with Majors and Fulmer the year before. It was chaotic out there. And we didn't have 92, 93, all through there. We didn't have social media. And the message boards weren't really a thing yet. Message boards didn't become a thing until mainly the late 90s. That's when it started. Wasn't there yet. 900 number, which I had one, was huge back then. Huge for information recruiting, all that. But that took the show over for I don't know how many nights. Notre Dame wins the game. It was a dramatic game, too. Very dramatic. And then they lose to BC right thereafter, and Florida State slides back in. Thank you, Irish. We'll take a natty. And they did. And they were a hellacious team. Yeah, Florida State was a terrific team. Interesting times, guys. Yeah, very, very interesting. Okay. Looking up at the markets, I've got one of the monitors here. S&P's been red this morning. It got in the single digits, but it's around 15 right now. Dow's down, NASDAQ's down. VIX is up 0.42. Now, you got to remember, VIX up is bearish. VIX down is bullish. It's just the opposite from what you think. So keep that in mind. Tell you what, when you're studying the market, keep an eye on the S&P, keep an eye on the VIX. Among there's other indicators out there. I mean, lots of them. You can get as deep and technical as you want. I think the guys that are deep and technical, they're smart, but nothing supersedes news. This market is all about the news. Shannon. Bill, do you ever do seafood on the rec tech, like salmon, shrimp, etc.? Yes and no. Now, the answer is because the kids prefer brisket, ribs, burgers, chicken. So the meat and potatoes. And I got seven. Right, and then they have their friends over, and it's pretty much so. If I try and get off into the seafood, which I love salmon, I love shrimp, I love it all. I mean, there's really none of it I don't like. So I haven't done much. I actually have an attachment that's in a box that's never been opened up that goes to the Rec-Tec, which is an additional smoker that goes on the end, made primarily for seafood. It hasn't even been opened up yet. Got it, heck, 2 years ago, whatever it was. My wife keeps saying, we need to get that out and attach it, use it. I keep saying, yes, we do, and then I haven't done it yet. Yeah, I'm telling you. Jim says, Bill, that 93 loss to Notre Dame hurt more than ever. I had a keg party. Everybody went home after the game. I sat on the floor of my apartment and drank. Well, right after that, Jim, you got the news you needed. They lost to BC. So you got your respite there. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. We'll be back Monday. No guesting on Monday. No. Don't break that rule. Don't do it. Also, it's red this morning, the market, but don't short Tesla. Don't be an idiot. Lodge Pop.